flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good Saturday afternoon and welcome to Right at Home with Rich. I'm your host, Rich Orris, coming to you again live from my home on 97.1 FM Talk. I'll be taking all your home remodeling questions for the next hour. The number to reach me is 314-241-9797. The lines are wide open for you right now and for the next hour. Give us a shout. And this is actually a special weekend because it's Easter, which, what does that mean? It means it's getting warmer and we're all headed outside of our homes to do some planting, gardens, cutting grass, maybe find those hidden Easter eggs tomorrow. So that's what we're doing on the show. We're moving outside of the home to talk about front porches, front doors, window siding, gutters, you name it. We can go over it and we do it here at Mosby Building Arts. So, you know, have you walked around? Have you checked your exterior of your home lately? Have you just looked for anything suspicious? Or maybe have you thought about replacing those leaky doors and windows that you noticed all winter long, making your house colder? We can go over this and many other things outside your home today. Now is your chance to ask the experts. With also today's guest, Mosby consultant Brad Hagen will be joining me here. Anything you need, inside or out, just give us a call. Again, 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797 if you're far away listening online or something. So along with those questions, of course, I'll have my right at home hack, but I just want to get right into this if we can. I'd like to introduce what we call Mr. Brad Hollywood Hagen, straight from Mosby Building Arts. Brad, how are you doing on this lovely Easter weekend? And thanks for joining us today, taking some time out with us. I really appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, Rich. Thanks for having me on the show. Good afternoon to you and good afternoon to all those folks out there. You know, that fiery ball in the sky has gone away a little bit here where I'm located at. So, and Dave Murray said 60 mile an hour winds tomorrow. That's a different thing outside for us. But, yeah, thanks for having me.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for being on. And, yeah, so good thing is, you know, the Easter eggs are heavy and low, so maybe they can handle 60 mile an hour winds. And, you know, also, I'd like to give a couple props for tomorrow to, you know, the world champion at social distancing, the Easter Bunny, because I don't think anybody's seen him, you know, actually hide an egg. So he should be doing really well in these crazy times we're having right now, you know?
He's definitely a professional at it. Nobody knows where he comes from, so it's great.
Exactly. Yeah, so... So speaking of professionals and, you know, kind of what we do around here at Mosby and everything, I like to just kind of have our listeners get a little familiar with you, Brad, the person and everything. So can you give us just a little bit of your background? Are you from St. Louis? Have you always been from here? And how did you get into, you know, remodeling industry?
Yeah, sure. So I am from the St. Louis area. I grew up just outside of St. Louis, but now live in Webster Groves. And, you know, I kind of backed into the remodeling industry, you know, going to college and becoming a business major and wanting to be entrepreneurial. That got me into starting my own remodeling business. And that happened roughly about 20 years ago. So I have been honing my skills ever since and went from small projects into full-on additions. So and now reside at Mosby and quite excited to be there and being a home consultant and going out and helping people and solve those problems is our goal. So
yeah, exactly. And that's kind of, you know, perfect leading into the next thing that I was, you know, wanting to kind of explain to people, because you do the same thing that I do. So can you just explain to the listeners a little bit like that role and what you're looking at and doing as you're out and about?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think our role is, you know, is to be that trusted steward with the customer and hold their hand and walk them through these processes, right? They don't do this on a daily basis. There are solutions for their problems, and we have the team of people at Mosby. Even you and I have conversed on projects, right, that we look at and share ideas and be able to get to that right answer to provide the solution to the customer's problem that they may be having at that point in time.
Absolutely. And, you know, kind of like me, we're all kind of trained. We've all been through the mill. A lot of us, like you, you know, owned our own businesses for a while, different stuff like that. Sure. We've, you know, there's a deep bench amongst all of us, which is absolutely wonderful. And kind of like me doing the radio and stuff, you know, you've actually done some of our exterior seminars, which unfortunately right now with everything else going on out there, we've kind of halted all those seminars for now, and hopefully maybe in the fall or something, we'll be able to get back at it. But, you know, can you explain kind of what we do at those seminars and how that kind of helps people when you do one of those exterior seminars for them?
Yeah, definitely the exterior seminars are a great opportunity for our customers and people just trying to inform themselves of processes and products and all that to walk them through, you know, all these different components of an exterior remodel for, you know, for my case and what we do in those particular seminars. Like anything, on your house, we start that seminar from the top, being the roof, and work all the way down and talk about how all these different parts actually work together. Because that is when you're talking exteriors, that's a very important component. You know, we're trying to basically protect all that stuff on the inside and protect the substructure from Mother Nature, whether it be wind, rain, all those different components that are the sun beating on the house and wearing it down. But walking them through that, giving them good information about all these different projects that they may have is a great opportunity for us to showcase Mosby and its skill level and how we take care of that for sure. So
yeah, I love being able to do them and being able to do this show and really just educate everybody out there. So for right now, we're going to get into our first break. So Brad, if you'll, you know, hang the line from your home, on the line from my home, and we can get back at this in a couple minutes. And for anybody out there that has any questions, 2-for-1 today, experts inside or out, we can get to any of your questions. Give us a shout. Lines are open, 314-241-9797. And we'll be right back with a little bit more after these messages. All right, we are back, and we are talking outside the house. We everything, porches, doors, siding, windows, whatever you need, gutters, we do it here at Mosby Building Arts. We can perform it, and we can answer any questions right here today that you may have about it. I invite you all to call in 314-241-9797. Give us a shout. I got another Mosby consultant, exteriors expert, Brad Hagen, with me here today. We're going to be going over some of this outside stuff, but we would absolutely love to hear from all of you. Again, 314-241-9797. So, Brad, are you still on there with us?
I'm still on here, Rich.
Awesome. Well, thanks for hanging in there and sticking around. Before we get back into this too deep, I do want to remind everybody, you know, of our Mosby SAM service that we have, which means service and maintenance. And I'm sure, Brad, you see a lot of this too as you go out and, you know, things that are really small, really simple, might just take a day or 2 days or a half a day or even a couple hours. We can come out and we can get things fixed up for you on basically anything you got going on around the house. And we are, you know, running right now. We're working. And I know there's a lot of people out there as they're getting outside and seeing things and just trying to find somebody to get things done for them, especially if they're small things that you just, you know, if you notice a roof leak right now, you need to get it fixed regardless of what's happening. You know, in today's world, it'd be, you know, horrible just to destroy the inside of your home, you know, if you can't get a hold of anybody. So we have that service and maintenance service. You can call our office, 314-909-1800, or you can go online, go to our website, callmosby.com, callmosby.com. And we even have like online submission forms you could do just to, you know, put your questions and thoughts in there, or maybe tell us what you got going on, and we can communicate that way to get something figured out for you. But, you know, in that service, they'll just come out, take a look, tell you how long they think it would take, do it by hour and everything, and just get you fixed up and get you through it. And Brad, I'm sure you see some things, you know, when you go out and about that, you know, some things are way bigger than they seem, than people, you know, may look at them and call for our SAM service and be like, oh, this should be really easy. And it's really, you know, a lot deeper thing. And some things they think's a big, deep thing. And, you know, me or you go out there and we're kind of like, oh, this is pretty simple. I mean, you know, we could do this like this or that. I mean, you see, have you been seeing a few of those
definitely
lately like that?
Yeah, I think it goes both ways. Project guys go out there and see stuff that may be bigger, but I think the biggest thing for that too is just stabilization, so you don't have bigger problems, right? Maybe they can take care of that. Maybe you have a bigger project. Maybe that roof leak is happening, and we can at least stabilize you until we can get out there and take care of it properly and solve that problem. You might have that bigger project there, but there also might need to be some stabilization. But, you know, we see it both ways, and we're happy, you know, we come out there and look and lead people to SAM if it's something smaller, or, you know, we treat it as a regular project at Mosby and solve that problem and take care of it. So whether it be, you know, as we said, some blowing off fascia as the winds are coming up, and you know, SAM's a great solution for some of that stuff to make sure it doesn't get worse and more things blow off, you know, we can get out there quickly and service those types of problems.
Yeah, and it's one of the things that, you know, I actually really have enjoyed over the years, you know, being here with Mosby, even prior as a worker in the field, as a project manager running jobs, and now as, you know, a senior consultant going out and, you know, helping people up front and get good jobs and projects and everything. I love the versatility. I've always loved being able to do, you know, kind of a little bit of everything, you know, sort of that, you know a little bit about everything, but you're really a master of none, and we've got all the background and the people to get it all, you know, the divisions and things taken care of.
As you said,
yeah. So not just
the bench is
not
deep.
Just showing up doing one thing, you know, and just like, we're siding and we're siding and we're siding and we're siding, you know, it's great to have, you know, versatility. Makes it a lot more fun, and you get to do, you know, different things and really help people out. So, and right now, you know, it's spring's getting here. I know there's some cold coming in, and then some warm coming in, and then some cold coming in. But when it's getting warm and we're getting out, and I've already, you know, cut my grass a couple times so far this year. You know, Easter's here, spring's showing up. Before we know it, summer's going to be approaching. Believe it or not, we're all going to be complaining how it's too hot. So what are some things that, you know, you're seeing a lot of, and what are some things that homeowners can really do outside to just make a good first impression, maybe a big impact, you know, on the exterior of their homes?
Well, yeah, a little side note here, Rich. I mean, I'm, you know, there's so many people outside just working on their yards now. And I think part of that's because of what's going on, and they're wanting to just get outside. And just even talking to my neighbor, right? He's like, I need to fix that storm door. I need to, everybody's making that list. And, you know, but some of those first impression bang for your buck projects, I mean, front porches, front door, I mean, that's really, it's right there. It's what people see. People are walking around the neighborhoods looking at houses. I go on walks with my dog, and I was looking at how many front porches that are out there. And, you know, some are beautiful. Some have been kind of remodeled over the years and been kind of, you know, covered up with aluminum wraps and that kinds of stuff that maybe take some of that character away. You kind of back into this. People start looking at the front porch, or they start looking at their front door, and then they kind of work both these projects at the same time too. And really bumps that curb appeal if you can dress up the front of your house with that new front porch. So.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And you know, a lot of people are spending time now on their front porch. Everyone's walking by the front porches. Everybody's walking around their neighborhoods a lot more just to get outside, you know, and in this time where we're not spending a lot of time running around and shopping and outside and all the great things we used to get to do, you know, people are seeing that way more. I actually have a client that we're getting ready to start a front porch, but you know, unfortunately for their front porch, it's a maintenance issue. We're basically taking it down, replacing foundation walls and the concrete porch and all this because it's moving and falling away, and it wasn't done well the first time with the builder. So we're basically rebuilding it, and we were going to pull their front door out and get all the work done and put it back in. So as now in the times that are happening, the homeowners started walking around their neighborhood and they started emailing me, you know, we're thinking about changing our front door. We're seeing all this nice glass and the different things that you could do now, and the door's going to be out anyway. And I'm like, well, absolutely.
Right.
You know, it's basically, you know, there's a little more labor because you got to get it delivered and unpackage it and things like that. But it's basically there and being done anyway. So, yeah, let's change your front door. And she started texting me photos of doors that she liked, and I started sending her photos of what the glass can do. And now we're going to order a front door and replace that front door as they're doing it. They thought, well, if we're going through all this for maintenance, let's just change the look of the house, and wandering around really sparked that. So I'm sure we're getting a lot of that, you know, today.
We are. And I, you know, I think, you know, big thing about that front door component as well is, you know, if you're in an older home and you have a, you know, an original wood front door that has that copper thin ceiling around it, you know, you're probably a little drafty around that area. Air's coming in. The wood door obviously has some maintenance to it, whether it has a storm door over it or not, and having to paint it and keep that maintenance going. And you know, it's a good part of a front porch cover is it does help cover that front door and protect it. But we also have all kinds of door options out there now, with the fiberglass doors and the flexibility with those doors to add some real curb appeal and character.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah, that's That's great. I think that could lead into, you know, next segment. We got a hard break right now we're going to get to. So when we get back, we could take your calls. 314-241-9797, and I'll have my right at home hack, and then maybe we could touch a little bit on some front doors out there for you. So we'll be right back. All right, here we go. Second half of Right at Home with Rich. We all know what this means. Every single week, my right at home hack. You know, this week I started thinking and seeing things. You know, the weather's warming up. It's spring is upon us. You know, we've all been spending some more time outside, cutting our grass, taking a look around. You've probably noticed some dirt and algae on your vinyl siding, especially on the north side, of course. You know, and even though vinyl siding is great, it's durable, it's resilient, it's a great building product, it does require some routine care and cleaning to it. And, you know, before you break out your pressure washers and just start getting all crazy with it, I wanted to go over some, share some tips to help you maybe avoid some damage to the siding or your home with a good way to clean your vinyl siding. And really, first things first, you want to find a cleaner and really get it on there and properly soak that cleaner on there. It will help tremendously. Read the instructions. They're all a little bit different, but it'll really minimize that scrubbing and the time that you apply pressured water to the siding. There's a lot of cleaners out there. There's some home remedy cleaners you could look at using. I would recommend just like a commercial cleaner like Simple Green. You want to avoid using any siding cleaners that contain any organic solvents, you know, undiluted chloride, bleach, things like that in it. You know, something that's going to be good for your plants and the things it might be getting on. You also want to avoid any high abrasive scrubbers, steel wool, anything like that. Any of these two can cause damage to that vinyl siding. And so, you know, according to the Vinyl Siding Institute, the best way is to just use, you know, the cleaners and a soft cloth or ordinary long-handled, like soft bristle brush. You want to remember to really thoroughly rinse all the residue away as you go. But if you are looking at pressure washer, if you're looking at time and things like that, you know, you really want to start by ensuring as you're using that the stream of the pressure washer is eye level, pointed straight at the siding. You don't want to go at an upward angle. It's one of the biggest mistakes I see. You know, and when washing side to side, you also want to go with the seams of the siding on a long wall, not against them. And you want to take, you know, that'll prevent any water from driving behind the siding through those seams. And you want to use a lot of caution when power washing around your windows, doors, any plumbing or electrical, you know, openings through the wall. Take a lot of caution there. And if you're uncomfortable on a ladder, there are extensions that you can buy to reach higher areas that'll bend so you can keep that stream straight on. So for everybody out there, you're seeing this stuff, you know, a little bit of time and effort, the right products, you can really keep that vinyl siding looking really new, nice, and keep it trouble-free for years to come. And if you want more information on any of this, you can go to my Facebook or my Twitter. We'll be posting these every week we post them. You can find some links in that post this week on the Simple Green, on the Power Washing Techniques, on the Vinyl Siding Institute, how to find them. Check it out, Facebook, Rich Orris Mosby. Search that. You'll get right to me. Or at Rich Orris on Twitter. So kind of getting back at it, Brad, you know, what kind of brought this up for me was, you know, as a family, we're trying to do some social distancing, of course. Mm-hmm. So we're sitting on our deck about 12 feet apart, all spread out from like my in-laws and stuff. So they'll kind of stop by, walk up onto the deck. And we were like, man, this deck is getting dirty, you know, had a lot of that algae and stuff on there. So, you know, we power washed it, cleaned it all up, used some cleaner. It really looks fabulous now. So, yeah, you know, that's just
one
the
of
things
big
we're
things
seeing.
For your hack, uh-huh. Rich, is, I mean, let those solutions do the work and turn those power washers down. Absolutely. Have the opportunity to turn some power down on that power washer, let those solutions loosen that stuff up, and then you can really get it clean and not do any damage or lessen your damage, and it's safer on the ladder too when you got that at a little lower pressure going on that power washer. So
yeah, absolutely. And quite honestly, you know, I've been in this business a long time. I've done a lot of power washing. I actually worked for a company way years back where we had the whole power washing setup. It was on a trailer. It was, you know, had the big tank and all the cleaners. I mean, you could knock bricks off the wall if you used this thing wrong.
Correct.
So really, when I did my deck, I got a little happy homeowner, 1600, you know, power washer. It's an electric thing. It's harder than a garden hose. It works well. And if you let those cleaners do the work, it takes a little bit longer, but if you let the cleaners do the work, you really don't need necessarily all that pressure. So, you know, invite people to do that too, or let the professionals handle it. It's why we're out there. You know, we really understand how to wash that off and get that clean and everything. So hopefully that was, you know, helpful for everybody, and it'll get some good information for them out there on how to clean and do all that stuff. But so for now, getting back at it, you know, talking front doors, we do a lot of front doors. What are some of the things you recommend when you first start kind of, you know, looking at and talking about a front door with somebody?
Well, I think, you know, the front door is what greets everybody into that house, right? That first impression, and having a nice solid front door that's secure and closes nicely and seals, and it, you know, feels like that nice car when you close the door is great. And getting a good door, a quality door, and making sure that is installed correctly is very important, to make sure that we're flashing and managing water away. But probably the most important part of the door is, you know, what's the relation of that door style to your house? You know, do you have a cottage style house, a craftsman style house, a colonial style house? All that kind of relates to the glazing and the glass that you choose and putting in there. Is a cottage style, you may want more glass, fits that craftsman style a little bit less glass, more that glass at the top, maybe that shelf detail on there. And a lot of colonial styles, that glass is really high up at the top, you know, and you got side light options if you have a door opening that's wide enough. You also may have, you know, some transom stuff, but getting that good quality door and then talking, you know, making sure it relates to the style of the house. And then, you know, installation becomes a big thing, to make sure that door is managing water appropriately and managing it away from the house, which is a nice reason for porch covers. That definitely helps with that process. So.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when you look at, you know, covers, when you look at roofs and front porches and, you know, all this stuff, that is really, again, where that installation, that flashing process, you know, comes in so important. If you're making it, if you're adding one where you don't have one, or if you're making it, you know, larger or something like that, then really, you know, having that built right, having it flashed right. I can't tell you how many front doors I've looked at where, you know, they were all undercover, and they're like, you know, sometimes in the right rainstorms, we actually get some water coming in around the top of this door. They're like, how? It's covered. How is my door leaking? You know, and it's really the wall, siding, roof, you know, connection leaking, running down to the top of that door, you know, and the windows above there can really be the same way. So, you know, it's very important.
Customer Rich that invited us over to take a look at their project, and they asked me to remove their water feature from their basement. And right? Because that front door was just letting water come underneath that door sill and, you know, causing farther damage downstairs in their finished basement area, which trickled into that, you know, just being more than a front door, obviously. But a front door that's not installed properly at that area, you know, you have band boards there and rot that, it really can become an expensive project if it's not managed properly.
Oh, absolutely. And installed properly, because, you know, one of the big questions I get a lot is, I hear people asking for a front porch, and really what they're asking for is their front door to stop leaking. And
right.
when installed properly and flashed properly, and understand if you've got steps coming up to it or a concrete porch that has no cover but still comes right up flush with your door, it could still mean new concrete, new porch, something like that to make that door stop leaking. But if that's the style of your home, and if you like that style of your home, it can be done. We can stop that leak, and we can make a great product out there with a great door, and really get that problem solved for them without building, you know, a front porch cover. It is possible, and a lot of people, they find that hard to believe, but we do it pretty much all the time, you know.
A feature that I love that we can do, Rich, is we can come out, we have some software that we can take a picture of your house, design that door, put it on the front of your house so you can visualize it and stuff just from a door standpoint,
from
our, you know, design build aspect of things if we're doing a bigger project with a porch. But even just seeing that door color, things on your house are so helpful in helping pick that out and make a selection. Because front doors they're not a cheap investment, but, making the right decision, that really helps. And being able to visualize it and see it just really helps people make sure they're making the right decision.
Yes, absolutely.
There's some tools out there that they can use as well. So, they can go online and do some of that stuff themselves. But
we do have an idea when we get there. Yeah, they can have a great idea when we get there. So, hey, that's a good thing we can touch on in the next segment. Want to remind everybody, we will have time for a question in the last segment. If you want to get in on this, we're going to jump into a break. Feel free to give us a call, 314-241-9797, and we can maybe touch on that door quality manufacturer when we return. All right, we are back. We are live at it. Final segment. If you want to jump in, you want to get a question in, we'd love to hear from you. 314-241-9797 is the line. Jump in, get a question in with us if you have one. And I also, before we get back at it, wanted to pay a little mention to my sponsor here, ilovemywater.com, Aqua Systems, for all your water needs. They actually, just for everybody out there knows in today's time and stuff what's going on, they deliver water. They deliver bottled water. They got the big containers. You can actually get one of those coolers with the large water containers and have nice, fresh, filtered water. The water they deliver in bottles is actually glass, so you can turn it back in. They take it right back. Everything gets 100% recycled and everything. And, of course, no haggling, no hard negotiations or anything on all of their water softener systems. You can go online, ilovemywater.com. You can find all their systems. You can see pricing for it. You can call them, have them out. They can test your water. You know, really, you can find out why 9 out of 10 people who talk to Aqua Systems buy a water softener from them. Very easy, very simple. Absolutely love it. Easy website. ilovemywater.com. Check them out. So, hey, Brad, talking about these doors, the quality of the doors, we use Provia manufacturer for a lot of our doors, depending on style and what's going on with the house, but a great bit of them. And, what are some of the key things you see people doing with those Provia doors, Brad, when ordering that? What's the key upgrades you see
today? Is the fiberglass door that that we utilize for, you know, exterior exposure to the elements. So transferring over from that wood door, I currently have my own door project from wood to that, and being able to introduce more glass into it. But the quality of those finishes and the door being able to hold up to Mother Nature, and not having to do that maintenance with that door in regards to painting it or staining it. And, you know, you can get both effects in that door with a painted finish, or a door that has mahogany graining or cherry graining or that, and stain it to look like a wood door. And it simulates just so well today to give that warmth and look to the front of your house.
Yeah, it's very nice, and there are a lot of different levels of those doors in that wood look and everything, that it can get really, really nice and look like actual wood. It's pretty amazing. But hey, we have we got Mark on the line, has a question about needing some roof tips on a small addition. Can we get Mark on the line real quick?
This is Mark.
Hey, Mark, thanks for calling in. What do you got going on?
Right on. God bless you guys. Hey, it's more or less like a porch. It's a basement entrance, and I come out. Once you come out of my basement entrance, you're actually in it. It's probably, 11 foot by 22. And so I've already got the sheathing on. I already did the tar paper, and I'm going with a steel corrugated roof. Any tips?
So main thing is that I would talk about is really how you attach that to the home. You know, getting, if it's tying into a sided wall, getting behind that wall and really getting that flashing, you know, to the wall of the home, not only behind the siding, but behind any house wrap, you know, Tyvek type house wrap or anything that's behind that siding. You want to make sure you tuck underneath that, and really, you know, it'll keep that leak happening at the wall to roof, you know, transition. And if you don't have any type of house wrap behind like a vinyl siding or something like that, then you may consider stripping siding up to that, you know, softening and really putting on a house wrap that laps over top of that counter flashing, so that it won't get in between the new roof and the sided wall of the home. That'd be my biggest thing. Brad, you got anything else you want to throw in on that?
You're right on it with the whole flashing at the wall detail is probably your most important component of that whole roofing system, right? If you're matching up to that, but you know, also making sure that roof extends, you know, far enough at the end of the rake there to get that water into a gutter system or something as well. You know, don't short yourself down
there. Right, where it's a good drip edge, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
Absolutely. Yep. And think about, too, you know, if you're adding a roof and you're flashing to the wall and you're managing water down, you know, gutter, downspout, that sort of thing, you know, think about where that water goes once it gets to the bottom there. If you have the opportunity to bury a drain, get it about 10 feet at least away from the foundation, away from those basement stairs. That's going to be really, really important too, if it's, you know, possible and it's not completely surrounded by concrete. So, hey, we are just about out of time. Mark, I want to thank you for calling in. Thanks for the great question there. Hopefully that was a little helpful for you. Brad, I want to thank you again for taking an hour out of your Easter weekend and joining me and, you know, having some fun online. We'll definitely have to do it again. It was a lot of fun.
For sure.
Great information for everybody. And everybody else out there,
Thanks,
be
Rich.
Good. Stay indoors. I will talk to everybody next week. Have a good week.
Have a great Easter, Rich. Thanks again.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.